Does your employer pay for training or education that could help you in your job today? Then, IT folks, this is for you. CBT Nuggets offers online IT training that's affordable and, dare we say, fun. From networking and cybersecurity to data science, CBT Nuggets has the training to get you through the workday. With our courses, you'll build real-world skills with short, engaging videos, hands-on virtual labs, and quiz questions to test what you've learned. Go to cbtnuggets.com and check it out. Our online platform launches right in your browser. No expensive hardware or software is needed to start. The best part? You can watch and learn at your own pace, on your schedule. cbtnuggets.com. It's IT training for all levels. From beginner-level courses to advanced network training, our expert instructors give you information that's informative, meaningful, and engaging. We've been helping learners for over 25 years, and we're a trusted name in IT training. So tell your boss it's time for CBT Nuggets IT training. Go to cbtnuggets.com and get started today.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Three Fat Truckers. We're your hosts. I'm Bill.
And Dave, still here.
And this is Malia.
And Steve, enjoy the show.
Yeah, episode 68, recorded on September 7th, 2024. It feels like we just did episode 67, you know?
Well, it's like a time lapse because I still got the same shirt on.
Yeah, me too.
You have the same shirt on every time, dude.
Yep. Yeah. I like to give people something to count on, you know?
So how has our week been going this week, guys? Did you have a good week this week?
Still local.
I thought it was supposed to cool down some. Did it cool down for you guys any?
Yes, it did. Warm? I think it got to 41 last night, I heard.
Had turned the heat on.
No.
I say had to. The wife made me
turn
the heat on.
You were required to.
What? Turn the heat on?
Yeah.
Holy
Sounds
cow.
Like a wife thing to
Still
do.
Got the air conditioning on, dude.
I do.
There's two window units on upstairs and...
So you got a cool front moving in from up in the hallway. You're going to have a thunderstorm right in the middle.
It's going to start raining right in the middle of the house any minute now. Yeah.
Hey, guys, I got some questions for you. Let's talk trucking today. Let's talk old trucking. Let's talk old trucking. Cab over trucking.
Oh, cab.
So you don't mean the old horse and wagon.
Not quite that far, but pretty close.
Like you used to see the commercial, I think it was with Beelman. Was it Beelman or one of them always had showed the buggy and the
Well, there's horses. A picture of them on the side of their trailers.
Also, I think, what was the bank that does that?
Wells Fargo.
Wells Fargo. Yeah. Well, that was a stagecoach kind of deal.
Yeah.
Do you guys know when the first cab over was actually made? It was a long time ago.
Interesting.
First one.
I want to say 1903.
You're close. That was the first Indy 500, but 1907 was when the first cab over came out, and it was made from a company called Stutzenberg Company. Was the first cab over made? I tried posting some pictures. I'll get them up on the. Is the roof leaking, Steve?
No, I got a wasp.
But can you guys, since we've all been in the truck? Explain to me what COE means.
Cab over engine.
Bill?
Cab over engine just means the cab is sitting directly above
Very
the engine.
Very good. I'm impressed you guys
remember. Well, Malia, what's your guess?
My guess is cab over engine.
There you go.
She Googled it.
Googly, googly, googly.
For those of you who cannot see me.
That's the best kind.
Yeah. You know, and back in the day, you couldn't pay me to drive one. Now, I did own one for a short period of time.
Now, the picture here, I remember as a kid riding in the style truck. Like, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
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 And
yeah.
Not that color, but yeah.
That's
TLC.
The one I
Does
had.
TLC still drive? Or out on the road, do you guys see TLC?
TLC?
Yeah, that company. That's my family.
I haven't heard it in a while, but yeah, I
Michigan.
Think
that's. Yeah.
Well, the original cab overs, as we would call the modern day cab overs, basically started from a company that's been around forever, and you wouldn't think about it, but it was Consolidated Freightway, which is the one that originally started, like Malia posted,
the original. That's the one that disappeared into thin air one day.
Yeah, they are terminally gone. But actually, it was Freightway was the name of the trucking company that they started before they got White involved with it back in the 1930s of making the original first, what you would call cab overs as we're doing using today. And then it moved into the 50s where they really, that's when White took over and it really got started. And then Peterbilt and Kenworth were all into the early days of this, but the modern trucks is basically the late 50s. Do you remember any of the numbers of the, like Peterbilt's numbers, Bill, as you were growing up?
379. That's the only one I've ever remembered.
That's, you don't remember. Well, the cab overs. 359,
was it a C or a K100?
Well, that's Kenworth, but Peterbilt originally started with the two, and the three were the long noses. Like it started with the 270.
210.
Went to the 280. It went to the 281, the 282. And then they switched over in 1959 to the 252, which was called. And then went all the way up till 75 when they went to 252H.
What'd they do in 1980?
What's the H stand for?
The H is when they went from the split windshield to the solid windshield is when they started doing that. Mm. And then they also went to the E. And I don't remember why they went to the E.
On now, you're just talking about Peterbilt, right?
Peterbilt, right.
They're probably for economy or something like that, I bet.
That was probably, yeah, the E was the one. Remember the cab overs that had the bubble nose or they were the rounded front, uglier and shit.
The ones that we used to call the football helmet.
The football helmet.
Yeah,
The most famous one out there was the one because Harley Davidson had them.
Yeah.
Yep.
And their fleets when they started out.
Yep. And the last one they come out with was in 2005 when they got done with it. So now Kenworth started a little differently. They started their first one in 1959, which was called a Model 516. But in 1939, the 516, but it was the early 50s when they started. They were built in Seattle. And I don't know why. Why does Seattle, Washington not seem like a truck company to me? I don't know. It just seemed
Seattle.
Yeah, that's where Kenworth started. Originally in Seattle, Washington. And then they had a brand.
Because of all the woke people out there. That's what you meant by that, isn't it, Dave?
No, I just. Bill.
Bill's a hipster using the word woke.
Oh, please go there.
Didn't I go over that word?
I think it had to do more with the logging industry because the logging was all out there.
Yeah, you probably
right. And they did open
up a place in Canada. But then they started, like Steve said, the K-Series. The K-Series went through 61 through 67 was the original ones. Then they 68, they went to the K100C. And then in 83, they went to the K100E. And that's also when they started the also T600. I don't know why they decided to jump with such a big number.
So many numbers.
Yeah, they jumped to the six. But if you hear people talk, you hear them talk about this all the time. And they made all them up until 2002 when they stopped making the cab over, except for in Australia, which makes the T200, which is still being made today. So,
really?
And Freightliner originally started by Consolidated Freight. That's how Freightliner got started. I love these guys. They're all doing homework right now.
I'm looking up pictures to see like if this is what you're...
Yeah, well, that would be a conventional. Cab overs are where the,
I looked it up, but
the driver sits over top of the front axle. And it was because of the link laws in 1950 or the 1930s is when they started
having. Trailers back then was what? 40 foot was max?
No, they were 30 foot, 20 foot, and 30 foot. There was overall lengths. The original ones.
And now we're up to 57, but those are only allowed in Texas.
Remember that? That was in the early 80s. 57 was only allowed in Texas. I backed up to one in 86 in a dock and thought, why the hell did they leave that trailer set away from the
And you hook up and you turn one corner and you're like, why am I dragging it over the stop sign?
That's
more like it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Remember when 53 footers come out.
I remember that too, and nobody seemed to know how to deal with the tandem slide on those.
Oh my god.
Well, that's because they went to the bridge laws because they made the trailer so long. You know, the United States is the only one that worries about the bridge law in the length. trailers. Versus the other countries don't. And I would thought they would worry about it because they like shortening them up. You know, the European trucks run triaxles, but they don't look at the overall length on bridges, which is what we were looking under. But it was quite interesting looking up some of this stuff. You know, you'll get on TikTok or Facebook or something, and you'll see little shorts about the history of trucks and stuff, and it's always interesting to see.
Little short videos, right? Is that what you're...
Yep. That's what they're called, shorts.
Well, the ones you, shorts you've been putting out this week, where it's the one, I thought I was going to have an epileptic fit there, the fast as the pictures were flashing. I'm like, whoa.
Hey, they,
Dave's a little tic-tacker, folks. Dave is the preeminent.
He's like, tic-tacker. Check them out, see how they look. And I'm like, oh, I'm getting a seizure.
Hey, you got to be on your toes.
You got to be on it. And I'm very thankful that we've got Dave doing that because there's just no freaking way
Well, remember how we always talk about something and 10 minutes later we see it in our feed? Trust me, I get everybody and her brother.
We started the show.
Yeah.
I get everybody and her brother's new way to how to do clips and films and shorts. And they're all women. And everything's women, you know. But
that's because men got to go out and get a real job. Isn't that right, men?
You mean women ought to be barefoot and in the kitchen?
Yeah. Ain't into all that dirt.
Send your hate mail to 3 Fat Truckers at Merkle Press.
Well, I don't disagree with his name.
Attention, David.
Buy a Malia.
Right.
Well, but that's okay.
Our disclaimer, we're not here to offend anybody. We're here to offend everybody.
I think we're failing because we have not gotten any hate mail.
No,
don't
I got
do
some
that. Good. Oh, don't say that. Now we're going to get God. Letter after letter.
I got some nice.
That's we fine. Don't get any regular mail half the time.
Yeah, I want some hate mail. That way I can call them out on the show. Talk a little
he
smack.
He gets all worried about it.
I did before. I'm not going to do that ever again.
He's really sensitive, Malia.
Yeah.
Well, most of that was because of who was giving us.
Well, you didn't know who was giving you the hate mail when it started.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. But hey, I'm used to it. I get my messenger gets flooded with hate mail. It's like
but the cab overs is a thing of the past just because of the ride and stuff for us. But there's nothing neater than going to these truck shows and seeing them. What do you remember?
They still have them across seas, though. Don't you remember the ones I showed you from Australia? They got brand new Kenworth cab overs.
Oh yeah, they still make them.
They're beautiful.
And they're never going to go
away. Mix up all them fancy ones that they have across seas, and yeah,
you can special order a Freightliner still in the United States, where it opens the door and the steps come out, and it's like climbing a ladder.
Yeah,
and they still make them here, but it's very rare. But when we go to these truck shows, what's some of the neatest trucks you see are them old cab overs. I seen a Harvester up there at the Jamboree when we were at ICOT, and it was just a normal.
I love
wait, Walcott. Name that.
ICOT.
Don't say that too fast.
He amalgamated I-80 and Walcott into ICOT.
In the one word, ICOT. Well, that's like an iPhone, an iCar, an iEars, iBuds, an iTruck.
Lord. I can't keep up with it.
And
all.
I know.
And I know.
Like,
you know,
oh
me and Bill
God.
Were talking about this. Bill is working on his health a little bit. So he got him a new machine to help get through it.
It's
and we were, talking about, we were talking about exercise. And I go to the gyms and I have to explain to them I don't do the ups. I do all ups are bad. That's breaking gravity. I do downs, you know, like sit ups are bad. Stand up is bad. You know, I like downs. Lay down's good. So sit party down's good.
Mm-hmm. Boogie down.
Boogie
what
down.
You do,
chug
Bill,
down.
So you use that machine more, rub it down with bacon grease.
Rub it down with
bacon grease. It'll smell good. You get it on your hands. You can just lick your finger and keep going.
What I need to do is put a little
barbecue sauce.
Hang me some bacon and buy a string.
Put a fan in front of you, blowing on you.
That's a good idea. You need one of them bacon hangers so you can just reach up there and when you get a little extra, you
can
take a nibble of it.
Chasing it.
I know, but I know you. You're not going to chase it.
Well, or get you one of them. Get you one of them candle melter things. This bacon flavor scented and And you just run into it.
Thing? It's got to be a thing.
Oh, I'm sure it is
a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bacon. Bacon
they make apple pie. Why not bacon?
There's a whole website dedicated to bacon. Don't you remember?
Yeah, we are on our Facebook page has a bacon site only on it. If you go on there, everything bacon.
All things bacon.
It's quite comical. So,
well, do we have anything in the notes, folks? What do we got besides? We got any news?
Well that's what I was looking at.
How are we doing on our breaks yet?
Let's go ahead and do this news article, and then we'll go ahead and take our break.
All righty.
Put your glasses on, Granny.
I got to get all old here.
Yeah, you're old. You're in good company.
Got to age. All right.
Yeah, this will bring up a good
This is when you was talking. I was reading this. And I was like, what?
Yeah, it'll bring up a good discussion afterwards about lawyers.
Right on.
Lawyers, oh, great. We're not talking about divorce lawyers, are we?
Nonsense.
Is there
balderdash?
All right. Semi-trailer hogwash. Manufacturer hit with a nuclear $462 million verdict following a double fatality rear-end crash. This is from the CDL Life, published September 6, 2024 by Ashley. No last name for Ashley.
Thanks, Ashley.
Right.
She don't post it. She don't want you to know her that well.
Well, it's probably a good thing these days, right?
It's sort of like Prince or Beyonce or Madonna. Just one name.
It's Cher.
It's her stage name.
Cher, yeah. Right. Sting.
So a Missouri jury returned a massive verdict against the trailer manufacturer Wabash National on Thursday, September 5th. A St. Louis jury awarded $450 million in punitive damages and $12 million in, oh my Lord, guys,
compensatory.
There you go, damages in the case of Williams. What is it? Williams versus Wabash. Wabash was sued by victims' family members in the wake of the crash that occurred in downtown St. Louis, Missouri in 2019. A 47-year-old was driving a tractor trailer north on I-55 when he slowed for construction. A Volkswagen passenger vehicle driven by Taryn Taylor, 30, collided with the rear of the trailer. The lawsuit filed in the wake of the crash accused Wabash of equipping the trailer with an insufficient rear impact guard to prevent underride crashes. Wabash responded following the verdict, alleging the crash occurred nearly 20 years after the trailer was manufactured. The company maintains the trailer was in compliance with all existing regulatory standards.
Now, real quick, that is some good lawyer in that it only took 5 years to get it settled. Mm. Is that not ridiculous?
Not for the lawyers, it ain't.
What do you mean? 2016 to 2024? That's
a long time.
9 years.
It's 2019 occurred.
Yeah, 2019.
It's 5 years.
Yeah.
Sorry. Go.
No, you're fine. Additionally, despite... all right, where am I at? So,
precedent.
Yeah. To the contrary, the jury was prevented from hearing critical evidence in the case, including that the driver's blood alcohol level was over the legal limit at the time of the accident. The fact that neither the driver nor his passenger wore their seatbelt also was kept from the jury, even though plaintiffs argued both would have survived a 55-mile-per-hour collision had the vehicle not broke through the trailer's rear impact guard, Wabash said in a September 6th statement. Wabash says it is evaluating legal options.
Now, we'll talk more about this after the break. Appeal it. But this my thing about stuff like this is it's always... Everybody's first response is always to pass the responsibility off on somebody else. But anyway, more about that when we come back. Back to live action. Yeah.
Everybody
wants to blame somebody for whatever happens, and our society is sue happy. they think well, they can get a big payday, they're going to sue.
Well, I don't know how this big paydays.
Well, I don't know how Bean got through if they didn't get all the information, the jury.
Well, nobody wants to take accountability for their own actions.
Accountability, right there.
That's, you know, it's like the driver in the Volkswagen should take accountability for the accident.
Especially when they're drunk.
I mean, that's...
And speeding in a construction zone.
Now, I heard a documentary on Frontline about those, what we used to call ICC bumpers.
Yeah.
And they're the point that some people are trying to make is those bumpers are grossly inadequate to what they think is the most catastrophic possible accident you can have with a big truck. And that's
well, when you look at one, they, if you get from the rear, they are made to fold up.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's what's going to happen. All that does is slow whatever hits it down.
What I don't like is you never, the thing you never hear in these conversations and these narratives is that people should take responsibility for their own driving. Mm-hmm. People should take responsibility, maybe a little bit more skill. Maybe don't be on your phone, you know, have your face buried in your phone.
Cause maybe I promise not be you, drinking,
but you got to realize
maybe wear your seatbelt.
This lawsuit, if you go out and you put a steel post and cement your mailbox in and somebody hits it and dies, you get fined for that because you're making,
well, you get sued.
Now they can build a trailer that you would not go under and it would still kill these people. Uh-huh. You know, they could have put a bumper on there so strong that it would have killed these people. You the same
just wrapped it around that bumper instead
right.
of right.
And instead of it folding under. So either you do it one way or the other, but responsibility for yourself. And the problem is we need tort reform because lawyers are getting out of hand because what are you getting? $450 million? Lawyer gets 40%?
I think I'm not so quick to blame lawyers in here because the whole reason the reason this exists at all is because it's a system set up that allows
lawyers
all of this
to do it.
Frivolous litigation to take
and
place.
Who are these politicians that put these laws? Lawyers.
Yeah.
Well, what about just us everyday people who just need to take accountability? I mean, why are we bringing lawsuits in the first place? I mean, this was a company though, wasn't it? But it was a family.
There's
it's
no
like,
fathers.
Well, I'm
going to
tell you right
people
now.
Respect for themselves.
Anyone right. if you have an accident today, within the very next week, you'll get letters in the mail from lawyers in the area.
I have
that are saying, "Hey, we'd like to represent you. You know, tell us about your injuries. Even if you were the one that caused the accident, they just automatically mail. It's an automated mailer that they send. They go through the list." From the police department or whatever was filed for that week, month, or whatever, and they mail that shit out.
But good see, that's where you got to have the torque.
And case. Everybody looks at it and they'll be like, chasing. "Oh, I see a big payday. Oh yeah. Oh, I'm hurt. Well, oh goodness."
We all had a victim in our company get into an accident where a lady got killed, and from one of our trucks. 100% her fault. Everything about it was her fault. And we still got sued and we settled out of court because they didn't want to go through the court battle of fighting it. I think that the first law you need to change is you can't settle. You have to go to court and everything has to be brought out. And that would stop a lot of this. But you got to get the lawyers are the ones doing this. I mean, how many times?
Because companies have to make a choice between what is the cheaper option here,
right?
Go ahead and settle out of court or to pay the attorney fees for this long drawn out process.
And then you settle out of court, the insurance company pays, and then they raise our insurance rate to where we about lose our jobs because you can't afford insurance now. And we all paid this in our cars and every day in our cars, insurance for your cars the same way.
Well, couldn't a case like this put a trucking company out of business or like a
insurance is just legal extortion anyways.
Well, cause they can't get insurance if they,
right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you guys,
I was on a talk show, radio talk show this week, man, Mike Bill says, imagine that. But,
no doubt.
But, and this was the conversation they were
talking
about.
They will talk to anybody.
Yeah, I'll talk to anybody. Hey, I'll give a shout out. Come on.
I was talking to somebody the other day about Dave. I'm like, the thing about Dave, we're lucky to have him the TikTok.
Most of the time, look at him.
No, that's not what I was going to say. Mostly because the thing Dave will do is he will impose on people without a second thought.
Oh, he does.
And
hey, you know what you should do?
We need somebody. We need somebody that doesn't mind calling up and running his mouth a little bit.
Hey, if I get on a national radio station and promote Three Fat Truckers, we're promoting it.
There we go.
And especially when I hear my friends on there. We've been doing this long enough. We're starting to,
tell your story.
I have to get her name.
You think about it.
Right.
So. Her name. I'll tell you what her name is. But
all right. Tell your story. I'm driving down the highway listening, and I'll give them a plug, Road Dog on XM Radio, and I'm listening to KC in the afternoon, and I'm not really paying attention, just coming across 10 down there, coming out of Texas, and pretty soon, I hear a voice, and I'm thinking to myself, why does this voice sound familiar?
And it was a lady's voice.
Yeah, it was a nice lady's voice, and so I start listening to the show going, who is this? And I can hear, and I'm like, I don't know who it is. I don't know who it is. I don't know who it is. So they go to commercial break. Pretty soon they come back online and he introduces her, which is
her name was Kelsey Eckert.
Yes. She
the
is
the lawyer sues insurance companies for drivers when they are broke down or out of work from their vehicle being in a wreck or something.
So she's a good attorney. She's she's one you guys like
for their downtime while their truck's being fixed.
Yeah, she's a bit of a niche in the whole thing.
She's the only one in the country that does it.
Yeah,
and we've interviewed her 3 times.
Yeah, we can safely start calling her friend of the show.
Casey. Yeah,
well, I messaged her. I texted her. I got her number, and I said, "Hey, heard you got harassed on a radio show today by a fat trucker." She's like, "Oh my god, it was so great to hear your voice, Dave." And I said, "I'm not Dave.
I'm Steve." Like, and by the way, I love the shirt you're wearing.
I said,
"On Dave."
I said, "This is Steve." She's like, "Oh my god." She goes, "It was so wild to hear him." I said, "Well, I hear him all the time, and it don't do nothing for me." Anyways. Dave was hollering at her on the radio show, and she just was having a fit that she was, you know, on there the same time he called in.
Well, it's funny because I talked to the show earlier in the week about what we were just talking about, and I told him, and the DJ's Casey's his name. I don't know his real name, but he just goes by Casey. He's been there. He wants to come over to Matt's and meet us this year, but he got on there, and when we were all done, I hung up, and I'm turning it on. And he goes, "Well, Dave, did there anything you want to, any other questions for her?" And I go, "Nope, I just want to promote her. Guys, you really need somebody. They will look out for you. We've met them. They're good people." So I get off the radio and he goes, "Well, Kelsey, looks 3 Fat Trucker approved." So I thought, well, that was pretty good.
So. Yep. Fantastic. Yeah.
So we need to get her a sticker this year. I'll get some made this year to say 3 Fat Trucker.
I'm approved. Getting some made. I just sent the link to Malia because she's, So, okay. But yeah, she's got 50 states now that they're representing and has a bunch. She's up to like 550 clients right now that she's working on.
Is Indiana one of the states?
She may not directly do it, but they have firms that do it now. She coordinates. And so guys, if you're in a wreck and your truck, and it is 100% their fault and your truck sits 3 weeks at a shop, you need to be compensated for that. You cannot afford that truck sitting there. Not
you need to be condensated.
We'll get all the
I'm not the only one that messes words up.
You need to be wet on the outside.
Yes.
Moist.
And she will hook you up. Those guys go out of their way to do an excellent job.
Just Google Kelsey Eckert and Associates.
I'm going to try to remember to put the link in the show's description.
Well, you should have her information on a card somewhere, Bill.
Can you guys type it in the notes now?
There it is. There you go. Now you got a show topic for number 2.
There you go.
I've still got all of the cards from the last truck show here. I wonder.
Well, it would have been from any of them. I think we got a card every time.
I was surprised when she came forward. I was just sad we didn't get to go out to dinner with her when she came up here.
Yeah,
we're going to tell her where to go.
We'll make a tight schedule. Matt's will make a point to do that.
Yeah.
Take her to Ditto's with us.
There we go.
Yeah. Ditto's. Okay. So you are going to be, You are going to be baptized in cheesecake next year.
Well, we also need to, go back over there to the college bar.
That too.
There might possibly be an accident worthy of us to report on.
Well, that's never going to happen again. That will never in a million years happen again.
You're going to eat crow if there is.
I'm trying to make the universe listen and say, oh, yeah. And then
kind of like when you mail your gas can to yourself. Never happen again.
Magical.
That could be a MasterCard commercial, Bill, and priceless.
Seeing an accident during a truck show.
No, $0 can to yourself.
Just having a big interview with Bonehead Trucker. Which does nothing.
I didn't know where he was going with that for a second.
We need to get him on here.
Again? Yeah, I talked to him.
We never have.
Well, we
just interviewed. But I mean,
well,
get him on a show.
No, we had him scheduled, but there was a conflict in
times,
and we had to drop him. Yeah, so
had to drop him back like on a here. Bad habit. He's an awful heavy guy.
Little guy too. So. I'm going to get back on here.
Yep. There we go. So. Well, hey,
little guy, we might be able to hold him up without dropping him, but
I don't know how much time we got left here, but
go ahead and do your little
I'll
bit
fit
there,
this Steve. In.
Yeah.
I got another one. Did you ever wonder? Okay.
Constantly.
And you guys can let us know on our socials if you want to answer any questions or give us your stories, but did you ever wonder how many drivers have ever been in an underground facility to make a delivery? Springfield, Missouri has a large cold storage facility and a cave system. There's also another big underground cave in Kentucky that drivers deliver to. I'm not sure the name of that one. I tried to get a little info on all this. And there's some cities that have like underground parking garages in them, facilities. And Detroit's one of them, the post office. I've been to that one before, the Detroit post office. And the post office itself in Detroit is 10 stories tall, and there's two stories below ground. That parking lot underground there was made for 40-foot trailers.
So was it
So when you go to deliver with a conventional and a 53-foot trailer, as you pull in the building, there is a yellow concrete post 24 inches in diameter, solid, that goes in the ground probably 15 feet. That yellow post has no paint on one side of it to where when you turn in it, your trailer hits it and it pivots your trailer. And I said, they said, oh, that's the only way to get in here, the long trailer. Okay. Did that. It hit the post, started pivoting the trailer, and it wrinkled and crinkled the whole side of the trailer.
Yep. But unless they put rollers on the ground, it ain't going to work very well.
No. Yeah, but that was my experience on one of them. But the ones out there in St. Louis, there's lots of drivers. I mean, that's a big facility out there.
There one in Nevada, put waste in there.
Well, there's one in Missouri they do too that I used to go to, and it's
there's some pictures on here that I had Bill put on. It gives a little bit of
check out the show notes.
Facilities.
Be a link to the show notes in the description.
The
some pictures here.
The one, let me see here. Yeah, I thought I was trying to get one of the post office underground, but I couldn't find any on it. The parking lot.
So Missouri gets all the action. They had the rear ending and then the underground.
Well, it is the show me state. Show me how to screw shit up. See how that come full circle there, Bill?
Yeah, that spun right around and kicked you right in the back of the neck.
But no, that was always sort of neat, them places like that. You know, who'd have thought to put a warehouse underground? I mean, I don't know.
Well, they're doing that now with these coliseums and stuff. They're designing them. Well, Disney World. I'll give you an example.
That was one that was on when I searched too. Disney.
Yeah, Disney World. Everything's done underground.
Yeah, where it has actual the complete tunnel system.
Of course, it has. I'm just kidding.
All the
messages in the movies. I'm sure it's underground.
But if there's any drivers out there that have been to these,
you're only telling us what we knew.
If there's drivers out there listening to us and have been to these underground systems, you know, shoot us an email or
Yeah.
Message on Facebook. Tell us your experience. If you got any pictures, you know, send us some. I mean, I think this is pretty neat.
Operation. Show at 3ftpodcast.org for the email, or hit us up on the social.
On Facebook or YouTube or whatever. I don't think you can attach pictures about anything.
The old group page is still burning up like always, which is always good to see.
I say social to kind of, that way I'm covering all of them, but really I think the only one that is ever really taken off is the Facebook page.
No, the TikTok is really big, and we got...
Is TikTok social, though? I suppose it's supposed to be.
It is, yeah. Well,
Facebook's not really social either. I mean, someone will post something, but if you comment on it, that's a no-no. It's like, well, turn your comments off, or...
Well, it depends.
It's not real social. It
depends if they're good comments.
You keep that woke bullshit off my doggone old page.
Malia's getting going on.
I don't mind the woke stuff. I think it's, I like posting on it, though. Like, you might be pro-choice. I got a little pro something for you. And so I...
You go, girl.
You see her shoulder right there, that little man back there that she shot.
I don't get it, but you can't use the phrase killing babies either. They don't like that phrase with the
here we go.
They don't want to think about killing babies.
I know, so that's why I make sure I put,
well, just like I said the other day, I got nothing wrong with this poor kid that shot up in West Virginia, shot up those
really
school
nothing
shooting, four kids shot, the 3 days two before kids, that two, in two Chicago, 10 people were shot in Chicago. 10 people were shot. 29 people were shot. 10 people died. How much did we hear about that? You never heard one word.
Because they were all on their way to church, too, weren't they?
Probably. But
that's why you didn't hear about it. Because
10 people. No, I didn't hear about it because it's black.
I send my kids to school with the expectation that they're going to be safe inside that building. That is nowhere near the same thing as gang members killing each other in the bad part of Chicago. That is not even close to the same thing.
They all have parents. They all have kids. They all have moms. They all have dads. People don't need to be dying.
Well, let me jump in here, guys. I think it's the same. Both situations are the same anymore because what you're talking about, Dave, I mean, yeah, you're joking about the black on black, but however, a lot of those shootings are people just going about their everyday stuff. Kids are just riding their bikes outside and getting shot. It's just as bad.
It's the gang
sending
violence.
Sending your kid to school and someone shooting at school. I think it's all bad.
It is.
Yeah. So I just
heard a guy. And he wasn't hurt, but some guy got shot in the hand in, I don't remember what city it was, but they said it came from like a quarter mile away, and he wasn't the target, but a lane bullet come through and got him in the hand.
What happened to good old-fashioned
bullying? Well, then we need better gun
laws at school, that's true.
Well, then the gun law should include gun training. Should have to go shoot and learn some things before
you're
allowed to get a gun.
Okay, I'll take the blame for it. I don't mind. I got big children. I mean, nothing else. I'll say it wrong.
Don't shoot me with your goon.
Yeah, keep your goon to yourself.
Well, you're right. Shoot me with your own goon. Why don't you?
Scotty, we need more power.
I've given it all you got.
You know what we need at the next match show, Bill?
Why?
We need Dave in a kilt.
Mm-hmm. Dave in a kilt? I rode out to Sturgis once, and there was a guy riding his motorcycle in a kilt.
With no drawers and no air blowing on his sack.
I'll do it.
They were from Scotland, and his wife had on a complete set of leather clothes, pants, shirt. And I'm like, it's 106 degrees out. Why in the hell would you be? You got to let that stuff breathe. You cannot tighten it up with pure leather.
For real.
And he's letting everything breathe.
Get the old cheek chillers on.
Oh.
Well, anyway, I think we're winding down. Why don't we go ahead and call it a week, guys?
Week.
She was going to see Beetlejuice.
Rock and roll.
Yeah.
Who's going to see Beetlejuice today?
Absolutely. Got my shirt on.
I even have
a black and white shirt.
You got your shirt on. Let's see. Let's see.
All right. Do it again with your shirt off.
No.
I got bad news for everybody.
I can't read it. Pull it tight so I can read it.
Oh, jeez. Buy my black and white striped jacket to wear with it. You can follow me on Facebook and see pictures later, I'm sure.
Ooh, I'm sure you can.
Lydia Dietz is 53 years old, folks.
How old is she?
The girl?
The woman that plays. Well, she was 17 in the first movie.
Yeah.
Well, think how old Keaton is now, dude.
Oh, he's got to be in his 70s.
Is he in it? Is he the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I'm going to see that.
Some of us got to work the weekend, so I probably don't get a chance. Maybe I will go see it today.
You're talking nonsense.
When's the last time you've been to a movie, Bill? Movie theater, not
1985. It's not as good of a
freaking experience anymore. I don't know.
Oh, I love it.
I don't. Popcorn. I just don't enjoy it anymore.
Well, hey, I'll have you know, I bought the projector, and I have the 100-inch screen for outdoors, and do a movie.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
I've bought like three of those blow up projectors for impact. Yeah,
I
didn't
know where he was. Were you guys questioning where he was going with the blow up thing? It's like, yeah,
three. Oh, we already know where that was about. Yeah, he brags. He said lifelike. and Malia, it always has a surprised look on his face.
All right, kids, let's call it quit. On that note, on that bombshell. We'll be back in a week. Hit us up.
Email. She was getting into.
Let's move on, guys. Show at 3ftpodcast.org. Hit us up on the Facebook page. Comment directly on the website, 3ftpodcast.org.
TikTok and
TikTok. Look out for Dave's Ticky Tax, and we will see you next week. Until then, I've been Bill.
And your buddy Dave here from Ticky Talk.
Malia.
And Steve. Have a good, safe week.
Yep, we'll see you folks.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.